The Israel of God, Part 2, Isaiah 43:15. I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. The lights of Israel's creation, sealed in the ordinances of the moon, the sun, and the stars, remain hidden until we understand the Lord's shine from Sinai. And from his right hand went a fiery law, even the inheritance of the congregation of Jacob. And of the greater light of Jesus' gospel it is written, the darkness comprehended it not. And if we cannot comprehend the Son, then how much less the Father of lights? Nor do men understand the mark of vengeance the Lord placed upon Cain, kept him and his seed from harm. Yet in the sevenfold vengeance of the Lord calls to an Israel fallen, saying, if then their uncircumcised hearts be humbled, and they then accept the punishment of their iniquity, then will I remember my covenant with Jacob, and also my covenant with Isaac, and my covenant with Abraham. For in Cain, who offered the fruits of his own hands, and who dwelt in the cities of men, we see those denominations who worship God in the delusion of their own hearts. And of an Israel in captivity called out by God, saying, come out of her, my people. And in the day the Lord separated the sons of Adam, Seth's descendants first called upon the name of the Lord, and of them Enoch, the seventh from Adam, walked with God and met the Lord in the air. But when the sons of God married the daughters of men, the Lord sent Noah, and from his message came the waters of separation. And all of these things before Abraham breathed, shed light upon in Israel, men can neither see nor comprehend. But in time Abraham believed, and from him a promised son, and from Jacob 12 sons, born of 4 mothers, 2 freeborn and 2 bond. And while we see in Israel form from the earth, it is so men can begin to fathom the glory of our Lord. In the pain of their birth, Jacob's wives foresaw the nature of their sons and prophesied of the purpose of the Lord's Christ bound in tribes yet to come. Of Reuben the firstborn it is written, and when the Lord saw that Leah was hated, he opened her womb, and Leah conceived and bare a son. And she called his name Reuben, for she said, surely the Lord has looked upon my affliction, now therefore will my husband love me. Reuben means behold a son, or see you a son. And the Lord's purpose in the firstborn is to believe, to see the son. And Leah conceived again and bare a second son and said, because the Lord has heard that I was hated, he has therefore given me this son also. And she called his name Simeon. And Simeon means to hear or to be heard. And so it is, faith comes by hearing the word of God. And of this faith is heard in the great commandment, Israel, hear, God is one Lord. In Hebrew, Lord means the existing one, and comes from the name the Lord gave Moses, I am that I am, or I exist that I exist. Now men teach Jesus is the Christ, and I say amen. But the chief apostle Peter taught Jesus is both the existing one and Christ. And this revelation once opened in you is a door into the kingdom of God. And all 12 gates of New Jerusalem are of the same pearl without price. And when we understand Jesus is the existing one Moses wrote of, and we hear the commandment that defines the very DNA of the Israel of God, then are we joined to Jesus. And so it is written, Leah conceived again and bare a third son and said, now will my husband be joined to me, because I have borne him 3 sons. Therefore was his name called Levi. And Levi means to be joined, as in united by love. Of these things shared thus far, the Apostle Paul says, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Of her fourth son, Leah said, now will I praise the Lord. Therefore she called his name Judah. Judah means to be praised. However, the mother's prophecies do not exist in isolation. And when placed alongside the context of Jacob's blessings upon his sons, we begin to see an Israel who, like Jesus, was and is to come. That is, an Israel who are becoming. For Jacob prophesied of Judah, saying, Judah, you shall your brethren praise. Your father's children shall bow down before you. The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh come, and unto him shall the gathering of the people be. Now this prophecy spoke of the Lord Christ, for to whom have all nations and peoples gathered. And while from Judah came David, and from David came Christ in the flesh, David in the spirit, saw the Son and called him Lord. Isaiah too gave witness the promised Son, this child, would be called the Everlasting Father. And Jesus too bears witness, saying, I am the root and the offspring of David, that is, both Father and Son. And in these things we find the pure essence of Judah, whose mothers gave birth, and praise God, in which spirit of prophecy uttered in Jacob become a force of creation that brought forth Israel's anointed lawgiver, full of grace and truth, and still brings forth this anointed lawgiver in those who believe. So in the midst of the naming of Jacob's sons by their mothers, and the prophecy of Jacob over his sons, and as we shall see soon, the blessings of Moses upon the tribes, we find the testimony of Jesus, the creator of Israel, whose spirit dwelt in the tribes of Jacob's flesh, and which spirit of Jesus now abides in those born of Israel's commandment, and which Israel of God in time like Enoch becomes spirit. I pray, God, open the gates of New Jerusalem in your hearts, the revelation that he is the Lord God Almighty, who was and who is to come. And as we look at the nature of some of the other tribes, that you might see him and comprehend the light and hear. And for this it is written, in that day the dead shall hear, and they that hear shall live. Lord, break this word of your spirit in the hearts of the contrite and humble. Bring forth the Israel of God, in Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen.